Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
Jason Vigani is with us this evening. Hello, JC.
Hi, Larry.
Jordan Williams from the Taxpayers Union. Hello, Jordan.
Good evening, Larry.
JC, you must be licking your chops, eh? But this is the kind of budget that you would have delivered. $2 billion family incomes package.
No, I would have done something much more transformational, Larry. To me, this is a bit of a sort of 50 shades of beige. We're all debating whether it's a dollar here or a dollar there or for $10 here or $20 there. You know, actually, let's just put this in perspective. And listening to Andrew talk about property there, you know, just remember, tax, people who buy houses and sell houses and make money doing that pay zero tax at the moment if they make their income buying and selling houses. So, you know, you've actually got to...
No, that's bollocks. That's bollocks. No, that's rubbish. There is a speculator's tax.
And you've got a $500 million subsidy for people who... agriculture, big agriculture companies that are biggest polluters. So that's a government benefit right there. So put it into perspective. And here, this, all it is really is... Okay, it's not Dr. Evil. It's more mini-me budget.
What?
It's not taking from the poor and giving to the budget.
No. Actually, Josie, let's go to Jordan. Let's go to Jordan now because actually it's a Labor budget, actually. I think it's a Labor budget.
Josie's making the mistake that James Shaw did. He hasn't updated his the speaking notes or talking points since the actual delivery of the budget. I mean, from a spending point of view, it's like the days of the dying Roman Empire where the politicians decided to give the plebeians free bread. There's never been such a spend up. Under. No, but that's the tax cut pack. I mean, that's the the threshold adjustments. I mean, it's the enormous amounts of spending. Now, the fiscal envelopes are going out the window. You know, this government's spent between $1 to $1.5 billion of new government spending, and they're taking that up to $1.8 billion. But we're not counting an additional $1.8 billion that's sort of been separately announced. This is an enormous spend up. It's more than $5 billion in total. And in actual fact, I mean, the Labor's talking points. Of course, it's going to be the rich getting tax cuts. Well, that's not true. It's all at the bottom end. It doesn't even take the average income earner back to 2010 in terms of the rate of tax they pay because of average wage growth.
Okay, it's a $2 billion welfare package. Josie, I thought you'd have been all in for that. So you'd take it away? You wouldn't do that? You wouldn't?
No, but my point, Larry, is that if you look at the whole economy, $25, actually what wage earners and
you're right, it should have been double that,
living are about $10,000 a year of their share of the wealth of New Zealand. That in the 90s, if you went out and worked for a wage, if that same ratio had stayed the same and your wages had gone up the same level as people taking capital out of businesses and capital out of property and so on, you would be $10,000 better off than you are today. So if we had the same